This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Eldermorn, everybody.
Eldermorn!
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Playing a beast with a head full of grease. Run down, Johnny.
Oh, hey.
Come on.
Come on now. And then, of course, we've got Emily Axford.
Healthy, stealthy, and very wealthy. Brimstone Bay.
It's canon.
That was good.
She the fur goes crazy. Yeah.
She can buy +3 plate mail for Fia. It is known.
And she fucking will. I put it through that little bag we have.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Sneaking around and delivering crits and making friends with a guy covered in Beto shit, it's Chrissy!
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, please tip Billy. Please tip Billy if you like my rhyme.
Tip Billy? I thought she was wealthy.
My purse is so big, I can handle all the tips coming in for that rhyme.
She's our financial head of operations.
Right. I also invest it, and then it makes more money.
Yeah, no. This all makes sense. Endoterra actually is a tipping culture, but they also pay their people very well.
Right. Have you heard of Beto Coin?
Oh. I have an IRA.
Yeah, right.
Talk about a shit coin.
All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and do a little recap.
Okay.
So yes. Last time, Fia, Zerk, and Hank were reunited outside of the gates of Old Zilbaldar.
And it felt so good.
After killing the guards with the help of the Endo Friendos, the third mates spoke the password, Blood from Stone, and entered a dark abyss. You arrived at the supposed ruins of Zilbaldar and instead found a perfectly preserved city covered in snow and ice.
Beautiful.
When Fia tried to thaw one of the citizens, Olwen the Sullen revealed himself.
Shit.
That sound combined with the phrase revealed himself.
No, not like that. Not like that.
Oh, you can see his ribs.
Olwen the Sullen showed up and
he's part Beto, I think.
And warned the third mate not to unfreeze anyone. And after some weird fairy promise charades and lots of whining, you figured out that the city was in danger because of the lost souls surrounding it. So thawing the people could lead to them going mad or possibly turning to horrors or being attacked by horrors. Frustrated with the winter wents, you went off.
The winter wents.
That's good.
Hast seen the winter wents?
Oh, yeah.
Where to for that cold old prince?
Leave a cookie on your sill for the winter wents.
Oh, no. You found a library where you were able to learn some truths about Eldermorn. You learned that the Reaper had abandoned the world after attempting to end it with one great horror attack. Subsequent reaping seasons have all been because of residual magic. You also learned that Serenesis had a sister, Herodesia, and that the two fighting on the side of humanity was the reason the Reaper did not succeed in ending the world. However, old superstitions quickly returned to Eldermorn after the war, and the sister witches were both killed for using the trickster's magic. Serenesis, the daughter of spring, was born anew without her memories, but Herodesia, the daughter of winter, maintained all of hers and has spent several lifetimes hell-bent on destroying humanity. Her quest for revenge has led to her banishment from the Grove, breaking her mother's heart and leading to the trickster also abandoning the world. To hide the secret of the missing gods, the fairies pulled Zelbaldar into the same dimensional space as the Groves. This proved disastrous as the cursed soil of Eldermorn combined with the magic of the Groves, leading to Zelbaldar being overrun by horrors and attracting the lost souls of Exodus, no longer being sorted by a god. The fairies have hoped that Serenesis would one day return, save Zelbaldar, and sort the souls. Besides just the secrets of the gods, Zerk also learned a secret from the clerics of Zelbaldar, a high-powered revivify spell that could theoretically be cast by lower-level spellcasters using modern magic. Zerk copied down the recipe, and the three of you followed Olwyn to the next ring, to Spring, where Leonora awaits. But first, the Endo Friendos, Billy, Chrissy, and Johnny are sneaking through the dungeons. They have just heard their friend and ally, Izer, being tortured by the Lord Scythe himself, giving
them... I'm coming for you, buddy!
this is giving them a rare opportunity to get the Lord Scythe alone. If the third mates can secure some proof that the Empire is not divinely blessed and the Endo Friendos can cut off the head of the snake, the Awakened Resistance just might be able to free their people. And that's where we are now.
I turn to Johnny and Chrissy and I say, if those third mates can pull this off, I really owe them +3.
Oh my God.
Hold me to it. Hold me to it.
Okay.
Oh, you could just send it through the fanny pack. That'd be so easy.
As you are all sneaking quietly through the tunnels, as you all sneak so quietly,
could you make another gun for that Zerk fellow?
Everyone go ahead and give me stealth checks.
Go. I just crit again.
Holy shit.
30 for stealth.
Oh, she disappeared. That's a 26 for Chrissy.
Nice.
Oh, that's a 19 for Johnny.
That's going to pass, certainly, the group.
Sorry, did I smack your bum too much? I got a little too excited.
I am excited, yes. there's a pep in my step, and I got to calm it down.
You guys round the corner and see rows of cells. And you would know that there are like cells in the barracks and there are other prisons in the castle district. This one would specifically be for like political prisoners, for other awakened, essentially. They keep them down here so they can like extract information, prepare them for public execution, and then also just to kind of keep them away from other guards, other people and stuff, so they can't like bring them over to their side or something.
Is there anyone in these?
Yeah. You guys see that there are three other awakened down here in various cells. You see there's an old zombie woman. Billy, I'll say you know all three of these people. Wendolyn. This is this old zombie woman with stringy gray hair. You go past her cell. She's kind of just looking like very tired, just like leaning against the wall. You see her. You see this like little zombie goblin dude named Gally. And... you also see this guy that Johnny would know. It's a skeleton with a ponytail. This is your buddy, Rocco.
Oh my God, Rocco! Hey!
Gally!
Johnny, what are you doing here, man?
What are you doing here, man?
Oh, they've been touching my head over here, down there.
Who touched my hair?
The
Lord
Side! The Lord Side been touching my hair, man.
Hey, tell you what, Rocco, it still looks good, okay?
Thank you, man. Thanks, man. They cut it off at one point. I've been down here so long.
We're going to get you out of here. We're going to get you to the barber, right? We're
going to
get you to the salon.
Oh!
Can I use my arcane mage hand to like be picking these locks?
Go ahead and do lockpick checks.
Okay, I'm guessing that's thieves' tools.
Yep.
I'm proficient in that, so.
So here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say DC 16 to successfully pick them. If you fail one, you have to roll a new stealth check.
25 for the first one.
You successfully open the one that Wendolyn was in. You see this old...
Wendolyn, what happened to you?
I didn't make an appearance at the arena. They came by, they checked my house, they saw me in the window, and then they raided and they found all of the info that I was leaking out to the Awakened in the Outer Rim.
Okay. You're expending a lot of energy telling me I've got a ton of Beto eggs.
Please...
She pops one into her mouth.
Oh, because we all love Beto.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
They're high in protein.
I can't get enough of this shit.
We've also got a Beto bladder of wine. You're a wee bit parched.
All right, yeah.
Drink up, Winnie.
She drinks it up. You had eggs, Billy.
So can I then, I'm also rich. Can I then move on to, I'm going to move on to Rocco.
Rocco.
Hey. They touch, Billy, they touched his hair.
You're going to get me out of here?
They touched his hair.
They touched his hair?
They touch-
Rocco, they touched your hair.
They pulled my ponytail.
Oh. They pulled your pony.
Listen, buddy, I got a fork. We're going to run through that thing, okay? Don't you worry. Okay.
They'll not get away with that.
28.
That'll do it. You click open the cell, Rocco's cell. Last one is Galley. You see, this is an Galley. Awakened... This is a peeker who switched sides.
Oi.
Oh, I love him.
Hold on, what's that? What's that? You didn't lose your sense of humor.
23 to get the peeker out.
You click it open. And here's what I will say, guys. Rather than dealing with you guys having these new allies, what these guys are going to do is they are going to refresh your hit dice.
Yes.
So you guys can go ahead take a real short rest.
Huge. Oh, like real boys and girls.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I needed that.
That's great.
Yeah, Johnny needed that bet.
So these guys kind of mechanically are coming with you and they're going to help you, but we are not going to deal with them in the initiative or anything.
Galley lad, did you happen to see Isaac the Wiser? Isaac.
Begins pointing down the hall.
Oh, I'm ready to rumble.
Yeah. I've been undercover for a while, as you know, because I'm fucking so horny.
Yeah. No, we are.
What are you talking about?
She's rich, she's horny, and she's got Beto eggs.
My God, I'm horny too. I've been down in this cell.
Right. I mean, we're all horny.
We're all horny. I need to celebrate after all this.
Not with your hair looking like that. I'm sorry, I was being polite.
Yeah, let's definitely give him a bit of a makeover. I think you need it.
I hand him Forky. I'm going to treat you real nice.
Was that animated at one point? Because right now it's just a fork.
Huh. What happened to you, buddy?
Okay. Yeah, should we just fucking go?
I'm ready.
We're fucking here.
Let's sneak. Johnny starts snapping.
Should we check the interdimensional bag?
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to say that the timing has not aligned yet. You guys are still... This is still like right after those guys went in. It was like a couple hours into Fia, Zerk, and Hank looking around.
Great.
Now, just to put a good foot forward, I'm going to look at Isaac and ask him if he's feeling horny.
Oh, hey, man.
No, because I had sex. Like,
all right, you know what? If you're not going to play the game, then get in the back of the lane.
I'm not playing a game. I went to a bar and I met someone and we had sex.
What was their name?
Oh, my days. This bar. Is a fucking lie. But you fucking met someone named Bar at the bar.
At the bar?
Their name was Bar.
Can I tell you guys? I almost fucked this guy named Grimmy. And then... He fucking died.
Whoa, like during foreplay?
No. We were like flirting or whatever. And like, and then like we actually started like fighting on the opposite side of each other. We both thought we could change each other. And then it became clear that neither of us was going to like change for each other. So he died while I gave him two middle fingers.
So is that like second base or what?
I mean, I did come, so...
Hey, guys, you guys, your eyes are getting, like, tortured down the hall.
Let's sneak down there.
Okay.
You guys sneak down the hallway past all these other cells. Most of them are empty, and you hear the Lord Scythe's voice booming through the halls. You hear,
"Who gave you the schematics of the castle?"
And you hear Iser, very tired, sounds like he's been through a lot, going...
I told you, my lord, I sent an invisible familiar inside to case it. Liar!
And you hear another scream.
Do I know? From Am Iser. I the one who gave the schematics?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, fuck me.
Hey, he wants names. Let's go in there and give him some fucking names.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Let's like do that. This. I fucking load up a bunch of fucking shit in my crossbow.
You guys load up a bunch of crossbow bolts. You sharpen your crystals.
Oh, and switchblade up switch some psionic blades.
And you guys head towards this dangerous opportunity to face the Lord Scythe.
You know what? While we're going, because this lasts for an hour, I think I'm going to cast False Life on myself at a second level to give myself... I think that, like, I kind of, like, since we're already undead, my, like, little tie-dye smoke stains kind of, like, swirl around in, like, a groovy way.
Sweet.
And my eyes, like, glow with the blaze of the forge, and I just get, like, a little bit buffer.
And, you know, I think what would look real nice with these new muscles, I take Forky and I just comb your bangs out a little bit. I comb Chrissy's crystals. Eh, yeah,
not so fast.
Just a little bit.
Actually feels good.
Yeah, let me just trim that up for you right there. And that's bless for you guys.
Oh, magic initiates.
Magic initiates.
Took it at level 10.
Look at that.
Wow.
Sweet. So you guys all have... Bless now?
A blessed haircut.
Thank you.
And here's what I will say. You guys round a corner, and you guys see outside of the cell. This is less like, you know, just iron bars. This is like you're in a little bit of a tunnel. There's like a little bit of an inlet for each cell. So the Lord Scythe would not necessarily see what's going on immediately outside of the cell. But you see that there are two guards there. And these are not elite dragoons. These are just like regular castle guards. So I'll say if you guys can pass their perception checks, you guys can just, you tell me how you fucking own them. Okay. So are you guys all going at once or are you guys doing two people?
I think it's been so long since we've gone three at a time. We might as well.
I think we like link arms
like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. So I'm going to make this a group stealth check then.
Stealthing.
Ready.
I'm going to roll for them. Plus two to perception. You have to beat a 5.
My stealth is plus 13, lads.
Basically, just don't get a nap one. Yeah.
So I'm going to say that they're even worse in their passive perception. They look nervous because the Lord Scythe is yelling, trying to get information out of Iser.
Johnny
28.
Crit.
28.
Jesus. Johnny, you are so silent. The dude doesn't even feel pain. He's just there. And then he's gone. His throat is slit so fast, his friend doesn't even see it.
They both have incredible haircuts.
Yeah, and then Billy and Chrissy sneak up behind the other guy, stab him quite quick. You guys are so fucking silent that, quite literally, these dudes do not know that they died.
It feels good to be back together, the three of us, huh?
That's great.
It does feel good. I've been gone for, like, so long. What is the fucking gossip outside?
Well, everything's bad. Yeah. Still bad.
Still, yeah. Okay.
I tried starting the mug business. Didn't go great?
No, hey, it went real good because you actually got a lot of mugs.
That's
wait
hard.
A second.
You know, that's
so
hard.
Sometimes the troops get like secondhand things inside. And that's I saw all. A lot of like, it's a Chrissy thing you wouldn't understand.
That's me mug. Did they look like they were enjoying drinking out of it?
Mostly they just kind of all were like, I guess I don't understand. It's true. I don't understand it.
That's the best you can hope for.
It's working, buddy.
So while we're like outside, I also want to like summon my mage hand. So sweet. It's like
you summon your mage hand. You guys poke your head in to like look into the cell and you see Iser, who is this zombie with a bald head and like an exposed skull, a long white beard. He's tied up so that he's like hanging by his wrists. You see his head hangs limp. He's breathing heavy. He's clearly under a lot of duress. And standing over him is the Lord Scythe. This 12-foot tall, skinny wraith with long claw-like fingers that stick out from under his robe. You see he's also got like gold pauldrons and a gold crown. You see that he's got like an attendant flunky next to him holding like the ceremonial gold scythe. It doesn't look like he actually uses that to fight. And you see he is still questioning Iser about who gave him the schematics. Iser is not giving you up, Billy. And you see,
fucking love Iser.
Is a good fucking.
Hey, if there's one guy you gotta break the dry spell on, I think.
Honestly, I'll fucking break it on like a fucking piece of produce. I don't even care at this point. God.
You guys see, he is pulling at Iser with this strange necrotic energy. Iser's like letting out a yell as this energy begins to like. It almost looks like it's like ripping his soul from his body, and you see the skin on his face is beginning to like scab over like instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's so get in there. I kind of want to. This is just a bonus action. So let me know if I need to like also try to attack Lord Scythe. I want to mage hand untie the ropes.
Everybody, remind me what your stealth checks are. You can reroll them if you want.
Johnny, I think crit. Mine was a 28, so I don't want to. Okay, I don't really
and
want
you
to
got a crit.
I believe mine was a 27.
Okay, so I'm going to roll perception for the Lord Scythe. He has a +9.
That's pretty good. Not a 13, but you know,
24 on his perception. He does not see you guys.
Yeah.
You guys get a surprise round on him.
Oh, okay. Damn right.
So first things first, I'm going to bonus action untie Isa.
Okay. You see Lord Scythe is pulling at him and going,
"Tell me who gave you the schematics."
Suddenly the rope loosens, unties. You see Iser falls forward flat on his face, but out of the Lord Scythe's spell, and he goes,
"Damn it, guards, retie this rope. You did a bad knot."
And then since I initiated with this, I'm just gonna unleash two crossbows.
Sweet, go ahead.
Great. His fingers are too long to tie the knots himself.
Does a 20 hit?
Of course.
Okay, I accidentally used Fia's dice on that, so.
Oh, that's cursed.
Oh. I know. I'm not going to use my sneak attack yet. So that's 14. And then I will do my sharpshooter, 19 to hit.
19 hits.
Okay.
So yeah, you poke around, shoot him twice. Like you get into like his chest area where like the pauldrons aren't covering.
Tell him who did the somatics. Tell him who gave him up.
So it's 7 plus 17. So another 24 damage.
Nice.
That was with my sneak attack.
You shoot this dude twice, backs up.
What is the meaning of this? Guards!
Then let's go with Johnny. Johnny got the higher stealth roll.
Tight.
Did you roll two nat ones?
Those are the dice I gave you! I mean, even better.
Oh, Caldo was, as a joke, rubbing his hands all over it. Did you curse them? You cursed them with your shitty roll.
I'm so much sorry! It's a double shout out to the two of them.
That's kind of sweet, though. We're all together recording.
Okay, but roll your bless, right? Don't you get to add bless, maybe?
So that's 12.
Oh.
It's only a 12.
Could a 4 get him to hit?
That doesn't do it.
Okay, all right.
Flies.
I'm sorry. Emily, can you give Johnny some dice?
Yo, my knives are too greasy.
Are you hiding or anything as a bonus action?
Yeah. Oh, fuck this. Today's not my day.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I got chip grease on your knives.
21 for my stealth check.
21. Okay, sweet. Chrissy, go ahead and make your attack.
All right. So I have a question.
Yep.
Iser is within 5 feet of me, yes?
If you want to run in, yeah, he's within 5 feet of the Lord's side, certainly.
I'm going to use a new superiority technique called bait and switch, which allows me to switch places with Iser.
Whoa!
So within 5 feet of a creature, you can use a die to switch with the willing creature. You or the creature gain an AC boost equal to the dice roll. So I'm going to run in, bump past the Lord Scythe, grab Iser, spin around, and toss him out of the room.
Appreciate ya. just flops over.
Toss him this way.
Falls, collapses into Billy's arms.
There's someone who needs you.
Oh, hey,
you didn't
Billy.
Give me up, and I really appreciate that. Right.
But now you're going to have to give it up. You know what I'm saying, Isaac?
Listen,
I'm pretty horny right now. I've just been in the cell.
Isaac the Wiser, she was torn between two Isaacs.
Oh, right, yeah. I can make an attack, too.
I would love if you would, Isaac, but first, I'll just get in there and mess him up.
Sweet. Go ahead and make an attack. You have advantage, so you'll get sneak attack.
Great.
Chrissy rolls in, tries to moves Iser out of the way, stabs into him with a crystal.
So I rolled in that one and a 16, so we'll go with a 16.
Good. That'll hit for sure.
That's 17 on the first attack.
Nice.
And since I've taken an extra level of fighter, I get to attack again.
Yes.
Nice. Oh my god, look at this guy go.
What is the meaning of this?
The meaning of this is the freedom of Indoterra! Does a 16 hit?
16 exactly hits.
Yes!
I am so nervous to see what this fuck does.
That's 14 damage.
Nice.
I'm the only one here. I'm the only one. I came by myself. No one else is here.
You shot crossbow bolts, then lightning fast, jumped in here, and threw your voice.
Yeah, it's only him there.
And said you were horny.
It's just one guy.
He's the one talking about being horny.
Which one of you?
I contain multitudes.
Game the schematics, I want to know.
You know what? It was fucking me. You're a fucking blacksmith.
You, my favorite blacksmith.
What? I was your favorite?
No, I don't actually know who you are.
Focus your horniness.
I'm like so susceptible to flattery right now.
Isaac is going to rush in. Goes,
oh, hey, man.
Time for me to wet my blade.
I didn't know you were still here, dude.
Of course I'm still here. What?
Everybody watch. Isaac's going to piss on his blade.
It's blood, dude.
I thought you dipped.
He hits on the first attack.
Yes!
Woo! Oh my god, he rolled so bad in the second attack. Even with advantage, misses on the second attack. 17 damage.
Attaboy.
Damn, it's good to be these high-level characters, right?
Sweet. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Great. Murph, by the way, Iser now has +3 to AC.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. Ooh!
Sweet. Iser does not look like he's in much shape to fight. You see he's like covered in these scabs from this weird necrotic pull, and just goes, I think I might just sit here if that's fine.
Oh, that's it. Fine.
14 for Billy.
12 for Johnny.
That's 11 for Chrissy.
Whoa.
The top of the order at initiative 17. That is the Lord Scythe's turn.
How dare you sneak in through the tunnels like rats?
Oh, hey.
He's going
not
to
rats,
go
like Beatos.
Like little disgusting Beatos. I swear all I hear is oing, oing,
wait,
oing.
Wait, hey, what's disgusting about Beatos?
How dare you?
They're also, delicious. Like, this is the world you made.
You're the world I made.
Hey, that's
why are you flirting?
I thought there was just one person here.
She is really turned on, and that fucking didn't work.
Yeah. You've got to be careful with your words.
I like so low.
Everyone leave me alone.
You see he makes like his fingers are super long. His fingers are like a foot long each. And he's going to
the hot dog fingers.
Swing at Chrissy with these giant claws.
That's right. You're hearing voices, it's just me.
22.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Should have given myself that extra +3.
21 damage.
Great.
And then go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh.
That's an 18.
18 passes.
Yeah!
Do not suffer any of the effects. You feel like as he swings through you, it does do slashing damage. Like you feel like the claws cut you, but you also feel like psych damage. Like he's trying to do something to you.
Oh, that's Johnny's language.
A second claw attack on you.
Love Chrissy. Language.
Chrissy turns around and says, could you get my back? It's a wee bit itchy.
27 hit on the second one.
Okay, that
claws
does
you directly in the back. Another 21 damage. Another constitution saving throw.
Shout out to the two crew.
Yikes.
It rolled onto my headphone jack. And then it rolled onto a 2. That's going to be... Yeah, that fails.
Okay, I'm going to roll a d4 to see what effect his claws have on you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That is a 2. Blood eye. The target's eyes well up with bloody tears. The target is blinded for 1 minute. So you are going to have disadvantage on attacks. And you're just seeing red.
I don't like this.
Okay. And at...
Are you going to say third attack?
And for his third attack...
Oh!
Billy, would you say you are within 10 feet? Have you poked your head into the room?
I kind of want to lie, but no, I like shot him from...
Okay.
Outside.
You shot him from far away? Okay, then he is going to go ahead and try to eat Chrissy's soul.
But maybe I'm there. I think I'm there.
Hold on. Wait. What?
Oh, 17 to hit.
That hits.
Fuck.
You'll find it's quite salty.
You see that it looks just like the torture thing that he was doing on Iser, except he was trying to like extract info from Iser. He's trying to end you. He does 12 damage.
Right.
And you are grappled. And you guys see he is in the process of removing Chrissy's soul from his body. You see they are grappled.
Jesus,
it looks like he could,
Christ,
like, kill him.
Fuck me.
If you wanted to wrestle, you should have just asked.
Of course I want to wrestle.
After Lord Side's turn, that's Billy's turn.
I think I'm going to cast bonus action sanctuary on Chrissy. So he'll have to do wisdom saving throws to attack
okay.
the creature. And then I'm going to try to hit him.
Sweet.
21.
21 hits.
31 damage with my sneak attack.
Jesus.
And wow. then I'm just going to use my second attack.
Okay.
26 to hit.
26 to hit hits.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys have hit him on like every single attack. Like, you can sense that he was not expecting to be in a vulnerable position down here in the dungeon.
Okay. Another 11 damage. And I also want to look at the ceremonial scythe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can I do like a perception check on it?
Yeah. Go ahead and do a perception check.
5 minus 1 is a 4.
Okay.
This tell her everything
like
about it.
A truly powerful magical weapon. You see that right now it is being held by his attendant, Dunstan. Dunstan has not acted yet.
He's not checked in yet.
Lord Scythe goes,
Dunstan, run!
Dunstan, check
get
in!
Help!
Check in, Dunstan! Wait, Billy, did you make that save?
No.
Okay.
It's been around for a
it
long time.
It precedes me, which is why I'm so
that's why
intrigued
looks so,
by it.
Yeah, that's why it looks so ugly.
Yeah! You should have had me work on that.
I'll make a new one with your bones!
That would be very sharp.
Stop flirting with her!
I can sharpen bones! I'll sharpen all of your bones!
Listen, mate, you gotta know everything you're saying is making her hornier.
Yeah, it's actually not wrong. Like, just saying bones, I'm just kind of like, bone.
Are you done with your turn?
Yes, I am!
Sweet.
But there also is, like, a cool 4G steamy sanctuary around.
Sweet, okay. End of Billy's turn. He is going to do a legendary action. He will do a wisdom saving throw to see if he can attack Chrissy here. Billy, what is your DC?
17.
He fails. He
yes! Okay!
But he still gets to attack, right? He just picks a different
yes.
thing?
Yeah.
Okay. He is going to go ahead and just throw a fucking fireball right outside of the door. So he's going to spend 2 legendary actions, and you just see he holds his hand out and he goes,
rats, show yourselves!
Okay.
Throws a fireball into the hall. I'm going to need a dexterity saving throw from Johnny and from
Billy. And we can add bless to saving throws?
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a 22 even without the bless.
Okay. I actually got dirty 20. I don't think I'm going to flash of genius at.
You guys both pass, so you're just going to take half.
Okay.
Oh my God, I truly rolled so bad.
Oh, good.
Just 10 damage.
Ooh, okay.
So fireball explodes in the hall. Johnny, you're like around the corner, but you get singed a little bit. Your jacket gets a little singed.
No way.
You see Rocco goes, hey, Johnny, you still wearing that?
What do you mean still wearing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You've been down in this cell for a long time.
I know.
These are all the rage
they're
up there.
They're back?
They're back.
The leather jackets
they
are
never,
back, and I
never
missed
really
it, Johnny.
Left, Rocco.
Come on, man.
I use the fire and sort of like make my arrow stronger for next time.
Sweet.
Ooh.
That is Johnny's turn.
I pop the collar on my singed leather jacket and I say, Rocco, you're going to want to watch this.
All right, man.
That's a new flavor.
That's a 28.
That is.
Not bad, Rocco. 11, and then that's going to be some sneak attack.
All right.
29.
29 damage, jeez. This dude's already starting to look pretty fucked up. You see, like,
all of the ceremonial shit that he wears is not very effective, like battle armor. You see, like, the gold pauldron that he wears break off as he's taking all of this damage.
Ooh, I'm gonna
those were expensive!
Dude, you're so weak. You ain't worth it. I'm out of here. Johnny sneaks off and hides.
Go
That's
ahead.
Johnny. I forgot this about Johnny.
Give me a stealth check.
He might as well not be here. He's like Isaac in that way.
What?
I just
Isaac, do you have sneak? Is that why we keep forgetting about you?
No, you're just mean.
23.
Sweet. End of...
He must be a rogue, right? He's got to be a rogue.
End of Johnny's turn.
You know, I'm crying blood, but he's crying actual tears.
Lord Scythe is going to do a wisdom check to see if he can attack Chrissy. 16.
17 is the Don't same unit yes!
Can't attack. Okay.
Oh, Billy.
So... What the fuck will he do? You guys are all far away.
I am so
you
happy
fuckers.
About this.
Billy, I know you're going after Isaac, but I owe you one.
All right. He can
I'm
cast.
I'm going after fucking everyone.
You know what? Isaac's right there. He's going to go ahead. He'll take a claw attack at Isaac. You're going to be sad.
I know.
Oh, hey, man.
Hits Isaac.
Only we can razz Isaac.
Yeah, you guys see brutally claws Isaac.
Oh no, my life!
I got the best friend!
I had sex at the bar the other night!
At the bar or with the bar?
Both!
With the bar!
This man's a legend!
You don't go after Isaac, okay? He's our people. I think at least.
You're
dead. We go after Isaac.
20 damage to Isaac, and then he's going to do a constitution saving throw. He passes, he does not get any of the effects. That is all of his legendary actions for the round. You guys see this dude with the ceremonial scythe is going to run away and
fucking
go help
run.
People at some point. He is looks like he's at the bottom of the order maybe, but that is Chrissy's turn. Chrissy, you are grappled right now, but you can try to get out of the grapple, certainly.
Great. I will go ahead and do that.
Okay.
With advantage.
Because you squat.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Can I use acrobatics?
I would allow that.
Can I cover myself in the blood leaking from my eyes and wriggle my way
That's
out?
Fucking disgusting.
It's a slippery little crystal.
An 18.
You are freed from the grapple.
Yes!
All right. Is that my action?
No, I'll say that'll count as your movement. You can still take a turn.
I want to attack Lord Scythe once.
Okay.
And then as my bonus action, I want to give Johnny the ability to attack
Sweet.
Dunstan.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he's going to get a surprise attack on Dunstan while I'm attacking Lord Scythe.
Rad. Johnny, go ahead and take an attack.
No, I'm going to check.
And Chrissy, go ahead and make an attack.
Great. Chrissy got a 12.
12 does not hit.
Oh, wait. Bless.
Are you rolling bless, with disadvantage
yeah,
as well?
Am I rolling with disadvantage?
You got blood in your eyes.
Oh.
Oh, Johnny will be rolling with advantage too if it's a sneak
yeah,
attack.
Yeah, Johnny's
right?
rolling with advantage.
It's 21.
You hit this dude.
Does 16 hit?
16 does hit.
I rolled with disadvantage. I got a 2, and then plus 14 with my bless.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because I had plus 10, and then I added a plus 4 from the bless.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Billy, Johnny, it's good to see you. And you, Lord Scythe, you thought you had us in your bony claws, but you played right into our fleshy, greasy, chip-covered hands! And I stab him right in the chest.
You stab him in the chest. Go ahead and do your damage.
Great.
As you stab into him, he grunts.
Oh, you have no idea the chaos you will bring to this realm if I am filled. Fools, you bring ruin to us all.
All right, you really can't talk about being filled around Billy. It's just, it's a
yeah,
bit
I'm, like,
too much.
I'm crossing my legs, kind of like writhing
so
a bit.
That's 11 damage.
Sweet.
And Johnny did 32 damage to Dunstan.
You see Dunstan goes,
yes, of course, I'll run down the hall and get help, sir.
Begins running, just fucking switchblade between the eyes and just instantly claps. And
you actually hear, stay in the hall forever, Dunstan.
The ceremonial scythe just clanks on the ground.
Oh
can
God,
I pick that
I want, yeah, pick it up.
It suits you.
After, it'll definitely
because,
be worth a lot of money.
Because you attacked, Sanctuary goes away.
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah, it's just how the spell works.
After Chrissy, Isaac's turn. Isaac will take 2 cracks. Misses on the first attack, hits on the second attack. 15 damage.
All right.
No freaking joke.
Good job, Isaac!
Now I feel like your words don't mean anything.
I know, I'm like trying too hard, but I like feel bad because we were like so clicky.
What? Yeah,
hey, you Isaac's were. Here. This
Isaac.
Is awesome. Okay.
I wish
it's
we.
So, I'm
let's
so
all just agree that
here.
We're co-workers and not friends, okay? After Isaac's
that's
turn,
kind of hot, right?
That is yeah. back to
nothing's hotter than hooking up with a coworker. It's kind of like Scythe, yeah. thing.
Lord Scythe is going to take a claw attack against Chrissy.
I'm going to use my reaction
kay.
To do uncanny dodge.
Sweet. Oh, so you'll take half damage on this.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Rad. Okay. 20 to hit.
That does hit.
11 damage.
11 damage, great.
Okay, and then go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, boy.
These of claws course. Are really okay. bad.
With the bless, that's going to be a 21.
Woo!
21 passes. Right. No new effects. It's going to take a second claw attack against you.
Chrissy pulls out a chip, a long steak fry, and scoops some of the blood pouring out of his eyes and chomps it.
That's absolutely fucking
I mean, it is his blood, so...
Oh, that's the kind of chaos we intend to bring to the realm.
Yeah.
21 at the second claw attack.
Oh, there's another one!
Of course.
Are you going down?
18 damage.
Aim, in fact, going down.
Chrissy drops. Mm. End of the Lord Scythe's turn. Our dude Johnny had to come out of hiding to throw a knife at Dunstan.
Yeah.
Dunstan was my best friend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, sorry for Dunstan.
He's going to come at you.
He's such a lame buddy.
He grabs both of your shoulders.
Oh.
Starts hey. Sucking out your soul.
You can have my soul. Just don't touch my hair.
You see your hair starts to move as your soul's being sucked
be
out.
Honest, Johnny. Your soul is in your hair. We all know it.
Your soul's in the hair, Johnny.
We all know it.
Oh, it's my God, Johnny. Rocco's screaming as your hair is being tussled.
Don't let him touch my hair, Rocco.
It's like a reverse blow dryer, man.
I say a prayer to the elder to save Johnny's hair.
A prayer to the hair.
19 to hit on this attack.
That'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have ingot reaction to give a disadvantage.
Okay.
It's not my reaction. It's ingot. I totally
ingot.
Forgot.
Okay. Ingot. Jumps up.
Sorry,
and
ingot. You're like. Oh. I
ingot, come here.
You.
Come here, ingot. Come.
Jumps up yeah, and tries good, to distract the Lord Scythe. I'll roll again. Still gonna hit.
Okay.
That
I am gonna. I'll uncanny dodge.
Okay, so you'll take half of this. So okay. The damage isn't that bad. The bad part is that he grabs onto you and he starts trying to murder you.
Right.
So you use uncanny dodge, you take 8 damage, and you are now grappled, so you cannot hide anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, get run away from me now, little rat.
That is Billy's turn.
Okay.
Billy, you guys are kind of out in the hallway now. It's a real freaking tussle.
Okay. First off, like just object interaction, can I just pick up this fucking thing?
Oh, like, the scythe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick up the scythe.
Does it, like,
very pretty
seem
scythe.
Magical? Is it ornamental?
Go ahead and give me an insight or an arcana check.
I'm worried he MacGuffined us.
I just got a fucking 5 again. But but insight or arcana is going to be better.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be a 10.
Okay. Billy, with a 10?
Yeah.
Can't sense any magic on it, but it could be pretty magical.
Hmm.
It looks magical, right?
I fucking, like, put it through my hair.
Don't, it's not a hair comb.
It's a fucking hair comb, because I say it is.
Everything can be a hair comb.
And then I'm going to just attack him.
Sweet.
18?
18 hits already.
So that's going to be, and I'm going to bonus action branding smite as well.
Sweet.
At a third level.
Ooh.
41.
Jesus Christ.
41 damage.
He is starting to look fucked up.
And
what
then,
is it that you want? What do you want, Awakened? You want chaos to reign here?
No, I want you fucking dead because you fucking suck as a leader.
I suck as a leader? In what way? Everything is orderly. There is
are
the streets
are
safe.
Are you kidding me? Do you yes.
You're fucking torturizer.
You're literally taking the fucking day to torture someone.
Of
you
course,
could be like working
he's an
on
enemy
public
of
works.
The Empire.
Who the hell were you leading? You've been out in the basement all day,
you
torturing
are,
our buddy.
You are powerful. We could work together.
You gotta learn to delegate.
Be honest. What are we gonna work together on?
Making the Empire even greater and crushing the Outer Rims, destroying the Awakened.
I get in real close and I'm like, did you ever know someone named Grimdung?
some random one of our soldiers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he sucked. I'm going to try and attack again. Okay.
Did you think I would have a close relationship with a random soldier in my army?
Kind of. 20 to hit.
Okay. Nice. Hits.
And that is just a D10. So that's just 13 more damage.
Shit. All right.
And then that's my
turn. Don't you understand you will be punished for this? I am chosen by the Reaper.
Oh, you're chosen
Even
by the
I'm
Reaper?
Dead, it doesn't matter.
Do you really believe in the Reaper?
Of course.
You do?
Yes.
What do you see in the vault when you go down there? Everyone knows that you go down there and no one has access to it.
Go ahead and give me an insight check.
That one.
He goes,
I see proof that I was chosen, that the Reaper has trusted the Empire.
Yeah, well, you're about to die, so he obviously chose wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You kind of can't read it one way or the other.
I mean,
you don't know
really
what's in the vault.
He really believes what he's saying. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I figured he was pretty indoctrinated to his own fucking way of thinking.
After Billy's turn, that is Lord Scythe's legendary action. What is he going to do? He's in trouble. I'll start taking claw attacks on his dude, Johnny, who's stuck here.
Okay.
First claw attack, 21 to hit.
Ingot recharges their reaction.
Disadvantage, 15 to hit.
That misses.
Yeah!
Just.
Okay. Misses on that one.
Hey, thanks, Ingot. Come here, quickly, boy.
Come here. After Billy, that is Johnny's turn.
There we go. There
okay.
we go.
Johnny looks at Lord Scythe's eyes and says, I told you not to touch my fucking hair! And sacred flame rains down from the sky.
Holy shit!
And Lord Scythe will have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Ooh. Come on.
Natural 3 fails.
Yes!
Wow. Okay, so that's going to be... Do I add anything to it, or is it just 2d8?
I think
it's so sad. All right. Well, it is impressive flame. That will just be 5 damage.
Did you just light a little match and touch me with it?
Johnny tries to fart into the flame. Does that do anything?
You're a skeleton, man.
And I can throw one of my blades, right?
Did you just use an action?
Yes, but I can throw one as a bonus action to tell.
Do you have to use an action?
So psychic teleportation, you manifest one of your psychic blades, expend one psionic energy die and roll it and throw the blade at an unoccupied space you can see up to a number of feet away, equal to 10 times the number rolled.
Rad. Psychic blade.
I could teleport up to 60 feet away.
Sweet.
Ooh,
can yeah. I try to throw it around the corner so I can hide a little bit?
I'm going to say you can't do it around the corner, but you can get 60 feet.
Okay.
Sweet. You
do it in the opposite direction of me, so if he fireballs, he has to choose one of us.
That's exactly what I'll do.
After Johnny, he's going to go ahead and throw a fucking fireball at... Who the fuck? Okay.
So do it at me, bitch!
No, you know what? He's going to do it at Isaac, because Isaac's in the room with just Chrissy. So he's going to do it at Isaac. Isaac does a dexterity saving throw, fails.
What did he get?
13.
Flash of genius.
What does that add?
Adds 5.
18. Okay, he passes.
Yes.
Isaac takes... I rolled good that time.
Yeah, I saw a lot of 6s. Oh my god.
Oh my god. So
this
sixes.
Is a crazy fireball roll.
Literally would have been 45 damage. Instead, it's 23.
Nice.
Isaac's on death's door with Solo.
Oh no.
There you go, Isaac. But Isaac, I looked
Appreciate
out for you.
It. Appreciate it.
After
say the word and we'll send one of those buttons.
After Johnny's turn, that's Chrissy's turn. Go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
All right. Come on, Nat 20.
Oh my god.
What'd he get?
Shout out to the two crew.
Yikes. Okay, that's
you
one
know
fail.
What? I couldn't even have saved it. I was like, I should have saved that flash.
After Chrissy's turn, that is Isaac's turn. Isaac runs up, takes 2 attacks, hits on one of them, 12 damage.
Come on, Isaac. There's a person named Bar waiting for me.
Yeah, totally.
After Isaac's turn, that is Lord Scythe's turn again.
Yeah.
You Uh-oh. See, the Lord Scythe goes,
You, what is your name?
Looks at you, Billy.
Megan.
Don't tell him your real name, Megan.
Give me a deception check.
God. Wait, I'm like so good at that shit. I got 17.
17 total?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, he obviously knows you're not Megan. He just goes, "Huh. Okay, Megan, I look forward
Why'd you tell him, Meg?
To saying your name at the arena.
What does that mean?
When we execute you." He's going to cast Greater Invisibility, and you don't know where he is.
Wait that a is, second. Oh, Wait that. A second. My branding smite that I did on him. The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, the attack deals an extra 2d6 radiant damage to the target, which becomes visible if it is invisible, and the target sheds dim light in a 5-foot radius and can't become invisible until the spell ends.
Have you cast another concentration spell?
No, because my sanctuary ended on him. So that's why you see
for a split second it looks like he has teleported, but then you just see this very visible glowing man running down the hallway.
Whoa.
He maybe teleported, but instead he's just glowing and running down the hall. He runs. How many feet can he run?
Is he going to get an opportunity attack? By
yeah, do I get
no, he's invisible.
Attack?
No, he's invisible.
But he's not invisible.
Oh, he's not.
He can't become invisible.
Do you have a melee weapon?
Yeah, I do. I have a warhammer.
Okay, go ahead and smack him with a warhammer.
Wait a second. I can't use an opportunity because I use my reaction to Flash of Genius, Isaac.
Got it. Okay. So you still swing your hammer. He's like, "How did she know to do that?" And you see this very visible glowing man running towards you, Johnny.
Oh,
you're 60 feet away, cool. But he ran. He used his speed, ran towards you.
Will it be a surprise attack if he thinks I don't see him?
Billy, that's your turn.
I'm just going to try and fucking hit him.
Okay. It's not disadvantage or anything. You just see this. It looks like you essentially see under his robe, and he's just a nude glowing man running down the hall.
Okay. I'm going to sharpshoot. 21 to hit.
Hits.
Okay.
What is this doing for Billy's horniness?
She's fucking revved the fuck off. So I rolled a 1 on all of my dice.
Okay.
So that's 7.
Jesus. Even with... Oh, you don't get sneak attack, right?
Oh, sorry. No. 10. It's 10. Okay. So I rolled a 1. No, I added... I rolled a 1 on each of my sneak attack.
Obviously,
dice.
He's not doing well. He was trying to run away.
Plus 10, though, because of the sharpshooter. So it's 3 plus 7 is 10. So it's still 20 damage.
Okay. He's very hurt.
And then I'm going to sharpshooter again. Let's hope. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Okay. You miss. After your turn, he's going to... My God, what the fuck is he going to do?
Does that mean surrender?
He will go ahead. Shit, is this
Does he know that we can see?
I mean, he's getting a... Well, you missed, so maybe I'll do an insight check. Go ahead and do a deception check.
16.
Where did he go, Megan?
Yeah, I think he knows the jig is up.
It was 19, actually.
Yeah, he got a 25.
Oh, wait, you can't do bless on
He's those. Smart, even though he's such a fool right now.
Chris is smiling, and he doesn't know why.
Okay. Here is what he's going to do. He is going to... God damn it. He's going to break concentration on... He's going to break concentration on greater invisibility, turn around, and try to turn Billy into a Beto. Polymorph, going to give me a wisdom saving throw.
You are worse than a rat. You are a Beto.
Okay, I have a minus 1 to wisdom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
14 minus 1, but I'm going to... I have my reaction again, so now I will Flash of Genius.
Okay.
18.
Yeah, you don't turn into a Beto. he's just in the middle of the hall, running away. That's... After Billy's turn. Oh, I think we actually missed Chrissy's turn. So while all this insane shit is happening, Chrissy, go ahead and give me a death saving throw.
So sorry I'm missing this. Okay, that's a 15. That's a save.
That's a pass. Okay. Okay.
Nice.
That is Johnny's turn.
Am I hidden from Lord Scythe?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I love the idea of just a 12-foot tall, lit up, glowing man running down the hall thinking he's invisible.
In my head, we can see his underwear, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's so insane because I literally just Branding Smite comes with Battlesmith Artificer, and I was just like, cool, extra damage.
No, I was fully like, this will be part of it, is he'll run and go get some dragoons, and it's just like, you just see him.
I'm gonna try to hit this guy.
Sweet.
All right. Come to Johnny. That's a natural 19 for Johnny.
Nice.
On the old moonshine die. 31.
Johnny. Finish the Lord's side.
Honestly, Johnny just shakes his head and steps out of the way as he charges down the hall, letting him run really fast into a wall.
Runs really fast into a wall, just like clips himself, starts to fall back. You throw a switchblade, pierces his neck. You see,
What have you done? The realm will turn to chaos.
Can't wait.
And you see his form warps and... He is gone. The broken metal pauldrons and the robe crash onto the ground. You just hear this like bang on the ground, and the fucking leader of the empire is dead.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to take his scythe. Well, first off, let's bring Chrissy back up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
First off, Chrissy, give me a death saving throw.
Oh, that's an 8.
We're next.
Uh oh. If I roll in that one, I die forever.
Well, I would go again, so actually I do have a reaction in case he rolls poorly.
That's a 7, not a nat 1.
Okay.
Oh.
But they look goddamn similar, buddy.
They do look close.
After Chrissy, that is Isaac. Isaac will try to bring you up. 16 stabilizes you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and you made fun of me so much.
Isaac.
I just want you to fucking remember this. I did get you to take half damage from the fire.
Yeah, no, I would have died too.
We make fun of you. Because we love you.
You're a great co-worker, Chrissy. And I'm glad you're not dead.
Here, next time we meet up in the office kitchen. Chrissy gives Isaac a mug.
I don't understand. It's true.
So you guys, this is truly a fucking insane situation. You see, like, Iser, who was looking like, you know, like he needed to pass out as soon as you guys freed him, suddenly gets all this energy. And you see he was in this, like, kind of slumped over, like, kind of hopeless position. And he stands back up and he goes,
Lord Scythe is dead.
I think so. I mean, I'm going to take his golden scythe and, like, sort of, like, scoop up his various, like, garments he was wearing. Just sort of, like, see what's under there.
You poke into it. There's nothing that special about it.
Do we see a key or anything? Any sort of something to get to his, like, special private chambers?
Yeah. Go ahead and get... Guys, give me investigation checks.
Okay.
An 8.
It's going to be a 3.
13?
That's 19.
I'll say Johnny specifically. You guys look through... He's got... His cloak is, like, kind of inherently magical. And you find a pocket inside that is, like, hidden, kind of hard to find on first brush. But you find... What you can assume would be, like, kind of a master key for the fucking castle.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's nifty. Go fucking break into his fucking chambers, right? Before anyone knows he's gone.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's anything in there that we could give to the folks that have already gone into the vault.
Oh, because we can pass into... That's a really good idea. Let's do that.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Everyone, stealth-o. I know we just, like, won a seriously exciting battle, but we need to be, like, stealthy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Hey, Izer, also great to see you, mate.
Good to see you. Yeah, thank you for saving my life. I thought I was just going to have to hold out as long as I could, and instead, the Lord Scythe is dead. So that's just, this is
thank
a great
you
day.
Thanks keeping, for yeah. keeping my name, because, you've been in captivity for a bit. You could have given me up.
Yeah. Oh, no, I couldn't. I couldn't have done that.
And it would have compromised everything. I'm saying your courage does not go unnoticed.
Oh, thank you, Billy. Your courage does not go unnoticed either. That's why I didn't want to give you up.
Let's get out of here. Let's give him a moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Isaac, you're all right. Catch you on.
I am going to just kind of like edge myself a bit and just like keep on the mission, okay. You know.
That's why you're one of the pros.
Sweet.
You sure it wasn't because Rocco was standing there the whole time?
Hey, Rocco was making like really uncomfortable eye contact.
I thought they were going to get together. Yeah, Rocco. I thought they were going to fly away like the end of my favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Star Wars.
What?
After they get the medals.
Don't they fly away because everyone's flying
in
starships?
Yeah, eventually thought I was going to say Greece, but I didn't. Because they fly away in the various starships.
They go together like Shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba
school with you, Johnny.
If you're a liability,
I don't want you to be cramping my style.
Listen,
yeah.
I should clarify, I'm very hurt, so if we could get up to the private chambers, I would love to sleep in this bed.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get up there.
That's gonna be tough. There's still like a million knights here, guys. This is still really
just
bad
a couple
situation.
Winks.
They're gonna come down.
What are
you doing? You said leather jackets weren't cool.
I'm just saying, there's gonna be people coming down here, man.
Well, then we'll lock the door, Rocco. It's fine.
People are gonna come down here. They're gonna be like, Lord Scythe, is everything okay? And then he's not gonna answer.
I think I can fix all your problems. And I take up Lord Scythe's golden scythe. And I like hold it like I'm like it's a knighting ceremony, and I put it on on your right shoulder, and then on your left shoulder.
All right, okay.
And then on your head, and then I look to the DM to say, does it have any healing capabilities?
Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks on the magic scythe.
Oh,
18.
It's 17.
21.
This is about as useful as something you would buy at a sports store at the mall. Yeah. This is complete bullshit. Okay. And even when this dude was fighting you guys, he wasn't using like he claimed to have been chosen by the Reaper. He just fought you guys with his fucking claws and tried to eat your souls. He's not some fucking actual cleric of the Reaper or anything. The scythe does nothing. It is not magical.
I know.
He tried to just eat
you. I kind of just thought it'd be funny to try. Yeah.
Hey. We should hang on to it in case we need to kind of be
this
like,
is,
you know. Billy, you can add this to your vast riches.
It'll sell for a fucking pretty penny. Also, as a matter of fucking, like,
if
reverse propaganda,
sell.
Like, to have the fucking scythe of the dude who said, I'm chosen by God, I cannot be defeated, you guys have right now something huge. Like, I will say,
Billy.
For you guys have had years of being, like, of having to be in hiding, of seeing the people around you being, like, snatched up and taken, of people being tortured, of having to live under this oppressive regime. On this day, you got to save some of the people that you thought were otherwise going to die, and on top of that, you got to isolate the Lord Scythe. If they succeed in getting you guys some proof, you also have the added bonus of all of the chaos that's going to come of trying to make a new leader. Plus, you have this scythe, which is a powerful image.
Okay, I have a thought, because you're like not feeling well. I wonder if we can get in touch with Arena, pass off this scythe and the key to her so that she, because she can travel in plain sight, whereas my cover's blown and you two never had any cover, Arena could go into the Lord's scythe and we could give the bag to her and have her like pass anything along to Thea and and Zerk and Henry.
Right, those blokes.
Who is holding the satchel? I'll say actually Isaac had it. Isaac gave it to him. You see the bag suddenly fills up. And you see Isaac runs over and goes, They found something.
Special delivery.
All right.
And you see he
Isaac delivers.
Opens the bag. And there are like 3 or 4 giant tomes in them.
I don't think we could wait for a better sign.
Okay. So what do you think we should do?
Let's read these things.
Yeah, we read them.
Sweet. You guys pull out these books and you begin investigating them. So we are going to cut over to Fia, Hank, and Zerk.
All right.
Okay.
So you guys were on the bottom ring of old Zul-Buldar. But then Olwyn made this frosty stairway for you guys. Olwyn has left you guys behind, is standing behind, just waving.
Have fun now.
I thought just waving.
And yelling. And yelling.
You guys walk along thousands of feet up. Takes a while. You guys are walking. This is a freaking hike. Just abyss on either side of you, but there is a railing. You ask Olwyn to make a railing, and he did.
Can I roll to see how many times Zerk almost falls?
Yeah, sure. Dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Henry is going to go back to wearing shorts as well.
Oh, actually, that's a 22.
You slip, but you kind of make a fun joke of it, and you keep going. And you see Henry's freezing red nuts pulled tight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Zerk just takes a moment.
Wow, I missed these.
Yeah, he's like...
just like old times.
He's a few steps ahead of everyone in the short shorts.
Yeah, it's good to have an experienced climber leading.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Zerk slips a salve to Henry. They look chapped.
What?
I summon 2 tiny servant spoons.
No. So eventually,
if only Billy could see.
As you guys are climbing up, eventually you guys feel the air begins to warm up from this bitter cold to a cool spring breeze. And when you look down, you see that the walkway has been transformed from thick frost to green grass and flowers.
Better for my knees.
And you guys climb up and you find yourself on this next ring on a warm spring day. Fields of grass as far as the eye can see. As you look up at the sun, You can just see the outline of the next ring thousands of feet up. Everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
Is this sun an illusion?
You would assume so. I mean, you're in a cave, yeah.
18. Only 12 for fear.
Or it's like, it's fey magic, so you're kind of like, you're in a grove, essentially.
Ooh.
Actually, 13, because I roll a 1 on my coming of age die.
14 for Zerk.
Sweet. Okay. You guys see the spire of a tower in the distance. To the east, you see like a field of flowers. And to the west, you hear children playing. Oh, you hear like people
got
laughing.
To avoid that.
Can I do like a fucking inside check
go ahead.
On these children?
Yeah.
Wait.
Shout out to the two crew.
Zerk wants to see if they're children or teens. So okay. He's going to do an inside as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 17.
Zerk, you kind of walk up this like grassy hill a little bit, and you see that they are tweens. You see fey tweens.
Oh, this could break bad.
They are running around. They are playing with wooden swords. You see them prancing and dancing about gracefully. One of them has curly hair. Another wears a knight's helm that's like way too big for his head. And the other has 17 ponytails.
Wow.
Wow, this would put an octopus to shame. Okay. Do we want to interact with the children?
I guess it's good to talk to people at these places.
You know what? You're the father. Why don't you go in there, Mr.
Yeah.
Henry?
Okay.
Show us your wisdom.
You guys saw the way I talked to my son the first time I spoke with him, right?
Yes, the first time was a bit of a misstep, but the second time, poetry.
Yeah?
Okay.
So yeah. Talk to them twice.
You got it. Hey, knock it off, you! Hey! What are you doing?
You see the kids just start screaming.
Hey!
What? What did we do?
Nothing, I just wanted to say hello.
Visitors, hey! My name's Bunt.
You see the one with the big helm says his name is Bunt.
Hey, Bunt.
This here's Slephany.
Slephany, is that the ponytail?
No, that's the girl with the curly hair. And then goes to the one with all the ponytails and goes, and that's Starlight Explosion.
All right.
Starlight Explosion.
Yeah, where are you guys from?
Oh my god.
I'm from Maine.
You're from Maine?
We're in Maine. We're at the Maine plane.
Bangor, actually.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. What? I don't know where any of those places are.
Yeah, where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from here.
All right.
Okay. Are you a child? Are you a child of spring?
I'm a tween, yeah.
A tween of spring?
I'm a tween. I'm a green tween. We're the green tweens. Yay!
Nope.
Do you guys want to come with us to our fort?
Yeah, I actually do, yeah.
Hey, I don't fucking trust these tweens. I'm just gonna say it out loud.
You know, I actually recently came of age.
You recently came, weird thing to say to people. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, I kind of just, like, did a little inventory of my soul, and I was like, nut up, Fia. And, like, you could do that, too, because right now you're a tween, but you could just fucking nut up and become a teen.
Okay, well, what I did is I played pirates before, and I was running around, and I was a pirate captain, and I was on a ship. And I came and I said, give me your treasure. And they had to give me their treasure.
Olwyn, we need another stairway. Olwyn.
All right, I'll go to your fort.
Why?
I don't know.
The green tween fort. Let's go.
I should not lead.
Awful.
I will lead. I turn around to Mr. Henry and Mr. Zerk and I say, if they kill me, collect my corpse. I don't trust them with it.
Nor do we. We're coming with.
Yeah. Okay. You guys see the green tweens.
They'll have to kill all of us.
The green tweens are skipping. And you guys see this watchtower atop a grassy hill. Moss is overgrown on the side. You see there are banners all down the side of the tower. It doesn't look militaristic. It looks like kids playing. You see this like G on a green banner. And you see outside of it, you see all of these kids running around, play fighting. Food fighting.
It's a camp. It's
lawless. Having food fights and everything and just having fun. You see they look up at you and they go, when you're here, you don't have to grow up ever.
That sounds...
You can just drink as much root beer as you want.
You know, being a grown-up is fine.
Hold on.
What's your name?
My name is Bond.
Bun, can I
take a look? Introduce yourself, Bun. Yeah.
Bun, can I take a look at your teeth?
Just absolutely rotten.
Oh, no.
I don't need to brush my teeth even once.
I implore you, do it once.
Who's looking out for you, Bun?
We look out for ourselves.
But not very well.
In one way, we get to have fun all the time.
Yeah, but don't your teeth hurt? They're riddled with cavities.
You see, he looks at Starlight, Explosion, and Slephany, and they laugh, and they go, "You wouldn't get it. You're an adult. You don't even eat cereal."
I
absolutely do fucking eat cereal. I love the sugary ones.
What's your favorite cereal?
Fruity fucking Pebbles, bitch.
That's a pretty good one. Okay, you're cool.
Really? You know what's cool?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hey, wait, I'm cool. I had a hard-boiled egg for lunch.
Yeah. You know what's cool?
Oh my god, dude.
You know what's cool? Dude, drinking an entire French press that you slow poured yourself.
What is a French press, you freaking
This guy's
weirdo?
A fucking dork. He doesn't know anything.
Sir, you can bond with these kids. Show them how you lick shit. Show them how you will
That's
drink.
That's scientific.
You drink acid, Zerk, and you lick piss. Come on.
This dude licks piss?
In the pursuit of knowledge. See, don't do this to me.
I've seen you do it twice.
Bun yells to like the 10 other kids that are around you and goes, "This guy licks piss.
Oh my god, you are just demeaning my method.
Lick piss. All the green tweens surround you.
If I lick the piss,
yeah,
will you tell us the secrets of your tower?
Yeah.
Hank, give me the piss.
Henry pats his chest. There's so many vials that you've stored in my vest.
I take just one of the many vials I've stored, okay. Which has, you know what? Honestly, you know, it's probably got a little leftover Voskal or some sort of like liquor in it.
Okay.
I use tinkering to turn it a sickly shade of yellow.
Okay, go ahead and give me a deception check.
Kay? That looks like dehydrated.
I'll have Bunt will roll an insight check.
My deception is plus zero. Hold on.
Can I just hold my nose as I pass it to him and give him the help action to try to sell it?
All right. So with advantage.
Yeah. I will also minor illusion the smell of piss.
With tinkering, I can make it smell like piss. Well, I can choose color or smell.
If you pull this off, you're going to be a freaking legend here.
Yeah. And honestly, if the deception doesn't work, I do have a vial of piss that you're going
to
drink.
So if Fia can minor illusion it to look yellow, I can make it smell like piss.
Okay, that's good, because I actually just saw that minor illusion
cool.
actually
it's yellow
doesn't
and it smells like piss. Go ahead and do its deception check as you drink.
Please.
If you pretend to drink piss to impress tweens.
I also cast guidance on him at a D4. We need this so badly.
Okay. It's all right. It's 2 13s.
Okay.
Ooh,
and a 4. 17.
Guidance. 17. Okay. 17 total?
17 total.
Okay. It looks like the kids
Wait,
buy it.
Can I use Flash of Genius?
If you want, yeah. So 22.
Yeah.
It looks like you down piss. And these Whoa. Kids all go, "Oh, gross! Legend! We're gonna call you piss drinker."
That's
piss
gonna
drinker, like piss drinker,
piss drinker, okay. piss drinker,
piss drinker, piss okay. drinker.
Now we're gonna show you all of the secrets of the tower.
Yes, I'll drink them up.
Bunt brings you inside. Bunt starts showing you
Such
around.
Such a different vibe than the Lord Scythe fight. Somehow the same.
You see, Bunt shows you the tower. You guys walk in. They have a cool real fort. Like, they have a fucking watchtower. They have built a fake fort inside of the real fort. There are, like, broken down bookshelves.
What?
That have been used to make a fort in here. And he goes, "This here is the hospital. We go in the hospital when you're sick. This
what did
here,
you do with the books?
The books? We don't read.
You don't like to read? What? Well, you don't like magic? You don't like mystery? You don't like being transported to a world that you don't live in? You want to escape the mundanities of life for the pleasures of literature?
I live in a tower with all of my friends.
I fucking kick him in the teeth.
No! They're so weak! They're so strong!
Fia, he's 12!
Stand back!
You kick Bunt in the head and he just falls over. Someone goes to attack you and Slephany puts her hand up and she goes, "No, she's friends with the piss drinker. She's good." Well, Bunt gets back up and goes,
"Okay, anyway, so here are all the secrets of the tower. There's a rope swing that will get you to the top, and down okay. here, if you use your imagination, it's a pirate ship."
Oh.
Yeah. Oh Actually, I think that's really fun. I like really? To use my imagination.
What is it if we don't use our imagination?
Oh, it's just a bunch of stacked up broken bookcases.
Great, thank you.
I'm noticing there's no bathroom or like a sink
yeah,
or
you
anything
just piss
like
out
that.
The window.
Or like a shower or a bath.
You just piss off the side of the tower until the rocks all stink like piss.
Okay. No so that's hot what that stone smell massages is. Okay, here. Great.
Or it might be your breath, piss drinker. Legend.
Where is Leonora? Which one of you is Leonora?
Go ahead and give me an insight check.
Oh, I have good insight. Huh? It's a 10.
Can I also do an insight since I heard the name Leonora?
Sure. Mm.
That's 23.
Okay.
Oh, she's gone. She'll be here tomorrow.
And Hank, you saw him kind of look down as he said that.
Okay.
Where'd she go?
I shoot a look at these guys.
Do you guys want root beer?
No, yeah. I don't.
Food fight!
Now you see all the kids just
can
start
I like catch a fucking piece of food in the air and then spike it on the ground and be like, we only food fight when I say we food fight. Where the fuck is Leonora?
Go ahead and make an intimidation check.
I crit!
Yes.
Oh, you see, absolutely pisses himself. Violently
don't drink it, Zark.
Don't drink it.
Shoots urine.
Oh, piss drinker, help! Oh. Where's Leonora?
Yes, where is she really?
She's gone.
When did she leave?
A few weeks ago.
Did Why you scare her
years
away?
Ago. Did I scare her away? No, I'm just bored. I just drank root beer.
Didn't I fucking ask who you are? I ask, did you...
Why
did she
leave,
go then? On her own accord?
As you guys grill Bunt... go ahead and give me perception checks, as you can kind of see over his shoulder out the window.
All right.
Okay, only a 14. But, you know, actually, that's pretty good. I undersell it.
Shout out to the two crew.
Wow. Shout out to the two crew for me as well.
Oh, we're just too mad at Bunt.
Wow.
Okay, so Hank and Zerk, you guys are too focused on how fucking pissed you are at Bunt. But Fia...
Fucking Fia, Fia sees how angry they are and is like, okay, it's taken care of. I can take a moment for me.
Yeah, so as you're grilling Bunt, Fia, you see out the window that the giant field of flowers that you guys first saw when you got up to the spring ring is moving towards the tower. And there are a lot of them, and they are moving pretty fast.
When you say moving, you don't mean move by the wind. You mean walking.
Like walking.
Like
yeah.
military
like
marching?
Marching.
Okay.
Moving like on a spiritual level.
Fia, what are you looking like, at? We're all glaring at Bunt.
Okay.
Come glare at Bunt with us.
Bunt, what the fuck is going on? Flowers are marching on these...
Bunt starts screaming, even more scared of the flowers than of you. You hear there's
That's
just
hurtful.
Instant chaos around the tower.
The flowers! The flowers are gonna kill us! They're attacking!
Okay, I look at both Mr. Henry and Mr. Zerk, and I say, I know Leonora is supposed to be sort of like the fairy of storytelling, but this... story sucks.
I think that's because she's not here.
I know. This is what I'm trying to think.
Whose
okay.
side are we on in this fight?
Yeah,
Bunts or the flowers?
You've got to be on our side. We've got a catapult. We're going to shoot a flaming catapult at the flowers.
Can I ask you, why are the flowers marching on you? What
the
did
flowers?
You do to the flowers?
We picked the flowers.
You pick the flowers
yeah,
and then
they
march on you.
Right.
Did they say not to pick them? Did they say, please don't pick me or I'll die?
They didn't say anything. They were just sleeping and I picked them and they died.
Honestly, this is a war. I don't want to pick either side.
Yeah, again. Yeah.
Maybe we fight alongside the flowers.
Closer aligned with the flowers.
Okay.
You guys see, as you guys are saying that, the tweens all start to pull out knives and go,
whoa!
Us?
Are you guys on the flowers' side or are you on our side?
We're just trying to avoid a bloodbath here, because there's a lot of flowers, there's a lot of you guys.
You see Bunt's face suddenly turns, like, way older, and then goes back to being a tween.
What are you running from, Bunt?
What am I running from? The flowers!
How fucking old are you, Bunt?
How old am I? 12.
Yeah. You fucking...
How long have you been 12?
12 and a half? How long have I been 12?
Yeah.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah,
you know
what?
I think I am on the side of the flowers. So if you want to use that fucking weapon on me, try and come at me because I'm going to come at you.
You guys see the 12 green tweens begin sharpening
their knives. You see in their faces flashes of these older versions of them, like mid-40s, early 50s.
Why is every teen 40? Why does that keep happening?
And Bunce looks at you guys and goes,
well, I guess if you're on the side of the flowers, we're going to have to put you in the ground.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Oh, too clever. Take it back.
That's an old man line. You know, it's too smart.
Yeah,
for a kid.
That was a little
too quick. 12-year-old didn't write that line.
For a child.
You know, and maybe a 40-year-old didn't write it, but a 36-year-old did, and it's close enough.
Near enough.
I'm going to count it.
Closer to 40 than 12.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know.
Sweet guys.
Murph, I hate these kids.
Yes, sometimes you make enemies that are like, too funny and likable. These, I feel, I noticed from your face, you are making them hateable as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As an adult, there's something completely unrelatable about that stage of being a kid where it's like, let's all pretend we're airplanes. It's just like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Like, if it was teenagers riding dirt bikes, you'd be like, rad. No, yeah. I wish I could do that. That sounds fun. But when it's just like
a 40-year-old that's nostalgic for that time.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Can't even touch it.
Sweet guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to us talk about this over on our Patreon. Patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It'll never happen again.
Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
I do.
Yes.
I want to plug. I would like to plug the Three Black Halflings, Outlaws and Obelisks. It's their kind of like actual play series that has been coming out, and I just joined it, and I'm there for the rest of the season. And Jasper, who DM'd for us, is on it. Jeremy Cobb is the DM for it, and he's fucking fantastic. Unati plays a gun-toting warlock. Connie from Transplanar is playing a Chronergy wizard. So it's like so fun to see like which spells they choose and everything. And Johnny Charles, who's friends with like Jeremy, Unati, and Jasper, plays a barbarian druid, but he also writes the music for it.
That's awesome.
So it was really fun to like, you know, see someone else like talk shop. So yeah, it's really cool. It's like a post-apocalyptic Western, but in like a North African setting. It's really, 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 really a cool world. And I am really excited. And I play a paladin.
Yeah.
Get to smite. I just play a straight paladin because paladin is a fucking insanely good class.
Yeah, finally, the petition to let Emily smite has been answered. check out Three Black Halflings, everybody. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to plug?
I would love to plug the P.O. Box. It's been a bit since I did that, I think.
Wow.
If that's okay with y'all, 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027.
Great address.
It's where you can send us stuff. Lovely address, full of lovely things for us. Lincoln L. sent us a nice note and asked what anime I watch. This is a very indulgent one from Lincoln. To which I'll say, I most recently watched all 4 Rebuild of Evangelion movies, and now I'm hotly anticipating the Chainsaw Man anime debut. So that's the answer for you, Lincoln. Thank you, everyone else, for sitting through that. Let's see. Someone else sent us a pack of Fates and Fortunes cards from Nords Games LLC. It seems like it's a more advanced version of luck points, and I am absolutely terrified of Murph employing them.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, they seem really cool. It's like a bunch of little, like, it's like a full deck of cards. So it's like the fate of many things and luck points combined.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, deck of many things and that. Wow.
Deck of many things, not fate of many things. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Trele the Crayfay and family sent Emily a sick new set of dice and a beautiful wooden box to store them.
Oh, my goodness.
She also sent a mushroom pin from Sugar Lich.
Whoa.
Check Sugar Lich out on Instagram and Patreon. Let's see. Micah B, aka Telekitty Creations, sent an illustration of me and Jake getting our asses kicked by Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
Not our characters, just like us?
Yeah, just us. Okay. Just us as people.
I think it's probably a follow-up to me and Emily being in hell.
Yeah,
as Scorpion.
Yes. Honestly, I would fucking love to get my ass kicked by Raiden.
Yeah. It'd be so. Yeah, I feel like the lightning would be like electroshock therapy.
He's like
a little
one
bit
of
too.
The coolest. So yeah.
Yeah.
At least of like the Mortal Kombat I played.
Crush me.
Crush me.
Crush and shock me.
Jeff S., Lord of the Fjord, sent us a bunch of goodies and DVDs, one of which is the German DVD for Dungeons & Dragons 3. That's right. It's not available in America. But Jeff went above and beyond, and now we have access to the third movie in the Dungeons & Dragons
trilogy. Does this
trilogy.
Mean that we're going to watch it with subtitles as it was meant to be watched?
I think that might make me tolerate it a little more.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to find out what the German word for snails is. Sean sent us a shirt for their metalcore band Oceans and Omens. The logo is absolutely sick. Looks perfect for moshing in. And that is all I've got. Oh, wait, one more. Brendan, a.k.a. Rig, sent us copies of their book. Congrats, Brendan. Writing a book is no small feat, and we're honored to know we inspired your journey. That is all from the PO Box. Thank you so much, friends. For listening and sending us cool little things.
Sweet. Jake, you got anything you want to plug?
You know, it's been a minute since I plugged my family oil business. So,
shout out my
crew. When sisters, you say oil business, it really sounds like.
Well, yeah, my sisters make beard oil under East Rock Botanicals, aka ERB, and me and my brother have been dealing in crude. Yeah.
So, just roll up. Time to get into that.
You guys can find me over on the docks in Williamsburg. We'll sell you a drum at half cost.
Can I put it in my RAV4?
Yeah, you can. These fell off the back of the tanker, all right?
Insane. What is the name of the oil company?
East Rock Botanicals, aka ERB. Unless you're asking about me and my brothers, that's
Jake still and Micah's crew.
Jake and Micah's crew. Head on down to the docks, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use. At CH Murph is me, at Caldus Caldwell, at Eaxford's Emily, and at Jake Roach is Jake, and you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are youth of the nation.
Oh, call and response. Love it.
Okay, it is time to thank our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, and Matt M., another group of Spring Ring adults who decided to stay 19 forever instead. They party every night, sleep all day, and play COE Hole with the Flowers every weekend. Sounds way better, actually. Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Jibe G, Dylan B, a group of green tweens who ate boogers on a dare mere hours before Zerk showed up and stole their glory. Death to the piss drinker, they say. Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Andrew M, Beardman Dan, Scott D, and Danny P. Manicurist responsible for sharpening Lord Scythe's finger of death. They also bedazzled his nails to say hunk, but that is unrelated. The mixologist, Michael McD, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's boy, and Andrew B. The Dunstans, these hardcore Dunstan heads, all just heard the news about their beloved hero and are honoring his memory by volunteering to hold someone else's overpriced trash. Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJM the Gnome Barbarian, Elena M, and Trele the Cray Fae. The Root Beer Goblins, these humble creatures bring the green tweens a fresh cask of tasty soda every morning, and before you ask, yes, they do make it with their bodies. Yum! Jared E., Austin Bonesaw, MR, Damiel R., and cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, plus Gage M., the green tweens who installed their fort's sick-ass zip line. It's actually super safe and reliable, mostly due to the fact that these green tweens are all 45-year-old contractors with engineering degrees. Philbert the Fabulous, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Tras the Traveler, and Sir Carl, test subjects of Zerk's All Cure Elixir trial. At first they were excited, but then they read the fine print, and now they are all trying to decide if being cured is worth drinking what Zerk refers to as a not insignificant amount of piss. Jory S, Dana G, Callum L, and Jack L, the inventors of Beto Coin. Unlike most cryptocurrencies, this one features actual coins mined by actual Betos. Currently, it's not accepted anywhere, but once they figure out a way to scrape all the shit off the coins, the Beto Coin revolution will begin. Flawless Whale, Sam L, Nicholas C, Samuel B., the Green Tween's nannies and housekeepers who fucking hate them even more than the third mates. Impossible. Mike H., Uchimuluk, the baby bronze... I struggled on baby. Imagine that. The baby bronze dragon. Matthew E., Colton B., and Adam G., the marketing executives who heard branding Smite and immediately wondered if they could get Billy's Smite in the shape of a Nike swoosh. Megan S., Knee Badger, Panama James, and Cummins the Bard. Piss sommeliers who absolutely had to bite their tongue at Zerk chugging the piss without first decanting, aerating, and swirling, and sniffing the piss. Absolutely boorish. Captain Sigil, Grace G, Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, and Barnes and Nader, makers of the Sum Cure Elixir. Sure, it's not flashy, it doesn't promise you the world, but it's still pretty impressive to cure measles and IBS. That would be, you know, very, very helpful. Michelle O, Timmy R, Jonathan W, the Croc-Wearing Warrior, Lucas B, and Aaron S. Flower Knights, whose honor knows no bounds, and whose fragrance strikes ever true, the heroes Eldermorn deserves. It's Kevin, Rundown Johnny's Pubis Mound, New York, Stephen C., and KJ. The roots from which root beer is brewed turned out they are the roots of sentient dryads held in captivity. Is there no end to the green tween depravity? Michael M., Mike K., Joy T., Nick W., and Taylor A., Lord Scythe's stylists, who insisted on the scythe. He protested at first, saying scythe is a family name, not to be taken literally, but it turned out it's really good for spearing shrimps at cocktail parties. Esme M., Kelsey C., Casimir, the all-knowing, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, and Eric McD. Isaac's family, which is a huge, close-knit, extended unit of siblings, cousins, grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents, to which Isaac will return and receive the love he has so sorely missed hanging out with Billy Chrissy and Rundown Johnny. Giant monsters on the horizons. Thrath, Burly T, J Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropos, and Cody B. The band that plays Visibly Invisible, a song that actually is just a note-for-note remake of Accidentally in Love, but about Lord Scythe being visibly invisible. I fucking already love the song. Liam D, The Sandrayan, Ben A, Feldonis, and Dave H, keepers of the Spring Ring lore. They will forever pass down the legend of the piss drinker. Koala Bear, Catherine S., David K., Christian S., and Dustin S., Rocco's Pony Pals. These skeletons have ponytails so long that they actually have advantage on athletics checks involving grappling. Connor F., The Time Walker, Two Left Eyes, DPC, is awesome. The Green 20-somethings. These fey tricksters were way too busy getting drunk and hooking up with each other to bother the third mates. Now that's my kind of people. Aston S., Blair the Bug Blair Barbalarian, Porkchop, Chenil M., and Valesi Raptor, makers of Eldermorn athletic gear, who have just found their latest mascot, a giant glowing naked man running down a hallway. Minette F., Pat L., Achutha A., Lauren H., and David M., Knights in the Flower Army. Next week, they will get their bloody revenge. Elias Hawthorne, Alex H., The Eldest Berry, Evan V., Ryan S., and the Bone Duster, Bunt's team of dentists. They haven't heard from him in the 30 years that he's been pretending to be 12, and that makes sense. We could tell based on his breath. Robert Chris, Yi Drazel, Brentley C., Micah B., Ploops, and Carly Ann, Root Beer Barons of the Spring Ring. They are absolutely filthy rich. Lori P., Seth AJ, Spam Gaming, the Not-So-Skilled Gamer, Connor Savage, Christopher J., Pebblepot, Responsible Eladrin, who live in the tower next to the Green Tweens Tower. They haven't gotten a good night's sleep in 30 years. Leviathan, BioQuirt, Remington CD, Amber Dextrous, and Thrill of the Fright. The cast of Eldermorn Jackass, who have recently come under fire for using Zerk's fake piss drinking trick. They promise to only chug real urine from now on. Way to go, guys. Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T, Alex C, Jesse DLR, the Element God, and Lindsay W., Green Tweens, who are unimpressed with Zerk drinking piss, but only because they actually just do it a lot themselves. Champ W., Valen, Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C., Anthony S., and Jake, Dunstan's buds, who are all growing increasingly concerned that he hasn't checked in. Dunstan usually checks in. That's the thing about Dunstan. He checks in. CCA, Matthew J.,
T-R-A-P-P-T-R-A-P-A-Y. Come on. Michael S., the Bone Duster, and Noah, Lord Scythe's Scythe Makers. He paid them a lot of money for that scythe, and they absolutely spent all of it at the tavern and gave him a scythe made of tin. No wonder he ran away naked. Estelle, Baron S., Sebastian's romance partner from the Baronies, Conflicted DM, Justin LB, and Dandy, flavor scientists, who are waiting in the wings to work with Zerk to make the all-cure elixir taste like Sprite. Wow, we thank you in advance. Jennifer R., Clifton A., Richard G., M. Barber, and Marcos P., Beto trainers, who work tirelessly to condition Beetos to make that oing sound, because in the wild, Beetos have beautiful, sonorous brays, and people would just feel too bad eating them. Pup Kalish, Gabrielle M., Learns the Balance, Druid, Dakota JP, and Pagos, the self-proclaimed Fey Prince, family members of the Green Tweens, who are all 100% fine that they have run away. The truth is, they acted like they were 12, even when they were all in their old bodies. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E., Scrumpy Bogpipe, Holly and Anthony A., Rocco's hairstylist. Unlike Johnny, he lets them touch his hair, though it's only to comb it, never, ever, ever to cut it. No way. Abigail, Egg Infinitum, Sloth King 777, Chungle Down Cal, and Commodore Galaxy. Flowers advancing on the Green Team Fort, but they're starting to smell the BO, the urine farts, and they're thinking of retreating. And it's, I guess that's the defense system at work right there. Edison N., Russell H., Neos, Laura R., Kira, and Logan H., Iser's advisors. They are all wiser than Iser, and that's no lie, sir. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.